Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Alcohol abuse. On the way back to the ambulance station. Claudia Gerold and Thomas Meyerhoff are on their way back to the ambulance station after taking a patient for emergency surgery. They had to take care of the patient after a violent altercation. That was our third call so far today at the Oktoberfest, reflects Claudia and looks at her watch. 2 a.m. already. By now the visitors should all be at home. Thomas shrugs his shoulders and turns the radio up. Ed Sheeran, don't! Cool song! He shouts and begins to sing along. Emergency call. Suddenly, Thomas is interrupted by the next emergency call. Stadtpark, bus station, unresponsive patient. Claudia smiles and heads for the bus station with the lights flashing. At least I'm spared your terrible singing. At the emergency location, a night bus driver is waiting for them. He takes them to the patient, who is lying on a bench in the bus shelter. Situation at the scene. Thomas approaches the patient and shakes his shoulders lightly. Hello? Wake up! Hello? The patient doesn't react. Thomas carefully checks the patient's breathing, at the same time checking his pulse at the wrist. The patient's breathing is shallow but regular, and his pulse is weak, with a frequency of 80 beats per minute. Thomas turns to Claudia. He feels quite cold. I'm sure he's a little hypothermic. Let's get him into the ambulance quickly. While Claudia gets the stretcher, Thomas asks the bus driver to describe how the patient was found. Examination in the ambulance. The bus driver can't give any additional information. Carefully, Thomas and Claudia lift the patient onto the stretcher. Claudia turned the heating up fully, and now it is warm and cozy in the ambulance, so they both take their jackets off before they begin treating the patient. The team now begins a structured examination of the patient. His airways are clear, and his breathing and pulse are both normal. They remove the patient's clothes to perform a thorough physical examination. There is a strong smell of alcohol. Exclusion diagnosis. Even when all signs point towards apparent alcohol intoxication, the team still works through all of the potential differential diagnoses. The physical examination gives no pathological results. They can find neither injuries nor a difference in pupil size, which could indicate a hidden head trauma. The patient's blood glucose is a little low at 60 milligrams per deciliter, and his body temperature is hypothermic at 35 degrees Celsius. Ultimately, then, everything indicates alcohol intoxication. Preparing the patient for transfer. Thomas and Claudia decide to give the patient glucose via an intravenous line. Additionally, they place the patient in the recovery position and wrap him up snugly in blankets to keep him warm. Before they set off, Thomas gets the suction unit ready and looks through the patient's jacket for an ID or medical insurance card. Thomas reads the name of the ID card. Mirko Schneider. Thomas shakes the patient's shoulders once again. This time, the patient responds to the shaking with incomprehensible sounds. Okay, I think we can get going then, said Thomas to Claudia. I think our police colleague wants to speak to us first, she counters. Police at the scene. The side door of the ambulance opens and a police officer looks inside. Have you got any personal details from your patient? Of course. I'm sure our friend here will be delighted when his family finds out where he ended up tonight, smiles Thomas, and hands the police officer the ID card. After he informs the policeman which hospital they are taking the patient to, they head off there with the patient.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.